Heaven is all about him. Written by Janet Elizabeth. Narrated by Jan Morris. Music provided by ChristAudio.com. Recorded and produced at BrisbaneAudiobookProduction.com.
Dedication. To my husband Philip, whom I have known for 30 years, and who has always believed in everything I do. You are the wind beneath my wings. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you so much. And to our son, John, who loves me even when I'm being silly. To Neil Gear, who has taught us to keep our eyes on Jesus through unimaginable pain and sorrow. In memory of Christine Gear, who was my mentor and my wonderful friend, and who impacted thousands. It was who she was being and what she carried that caused me to seek out a relationship with Christ, the best thing to happen to me ever. I cherish her memory and legacy. To the most wonderful group of women, Maureen O'Dwyer, Carol Sullivan, Jean Hoare, Deborah Schultz and Sue Ellen Morell, without whose love, encouragement and feedback, I would have not been brave enough to even share my poems, let alone publish them. Best besties. Mostly thanks to God. These are his words to my heart.
Collection 1, Poems 1 to 10.
Dear Lord, I love how there are your gifts and promises coming in my future. The Armour. It may not be haute couture, this dressing all in steel. Boots of the word aren't glamorous, and you miss your 6-inch heel. Though the helmet of salvation is wonderful to wear, it can be hot and sticky, and it messes with your hair. The belt of truth is vital. It will always save the day. The shield of faith you duck behind when missiles come your way. The sword of the spirit is mighty. You'd never come off worse, but it's very long and pointy, and it won't fit in your purse. The breastplate of righteousness helps you make that stand. You walk through life with Jesus as he holds you by the hand. Led by the Holy Spirit, and of course we share the passion, we all wear the armour too, though it's not in worldly fashion. Dear Lord, I love how on a dark night, when I'm all alone, I still feel safe. Thank you for your protection. Jesus Wells. Water, living water, it's our birthright. Pour it over, sink into it, fresh and cool. Open mouth, head back, flowing down. Jump in puddles, splashing in a sparkling pool. Water, living water, we expect it. Rippling, gurgling, lapping at lake shores. Wading, dappled sunlight under green trees. Water, it is mine. And it is yours. Turn the tables, scorching sun, walking hours. Feet are tired, backs are stooped, very hot. Plastic bucket, stagnant water, brown and dirty. They shouldn't drink it, but it's all they've got. Cloudy, smelly, floating debris, not refreshing. Weary, bucket balanced on their head. Give it to the family, to their children. With it or without it, they are dead. Now there's a well that comes to them from Jesus. Fresh water near the church in all that dust. Yes, now they can have their precious water. With Jesus, joy, salvation, peace and trust. We can let our ears hear and our eyes see. Or can ignore that we have so much to share. Saving souls in a moment of compassion. A wondrous gift to show them that we care. Lift up our hearts and thank the Lord for our life, for water that just trickles from our taps, for the blessings in our lives that keep on coming, for his love and grace that falls right in our laps. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. Dear Lord,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?